Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join our kids pastor, Rhonda McMahon, for an encouraging message.
I'm so glad you have found that time in God's Word is critical to living a life that pleases the Father. He is so honored by our obedience and application to His Word. It's a treasure to us, and I am grateful you are spending a few minutes today with me as we read from it, learn from it through the Holy Spirit's help, and are changed by it because it is alive. I remember the first time someone asked me to pray in front of a group. I was in high school youth group at the small country church I grew up in on a Sunday night. I don't remember the words I said or how long it was. I just remember our youth minister saying to me, "Rhonda, just talk to God like you were talking to the group." I knew how important prayer was. I grew up in a home where prayer was key. It was talked about, it was demonstrated, it was lived out. Other than the afternoon where I prayed to receive Jesus as my Lord and Savior with my parents, I hadn't begun to pray out loud in front of other people until that night in the youth room of Eastview Baptist Church in Belton, South Carolina. Now, many years later, as a follower of Jesus, praying out loud for others and myself is such a privilege and honor. It really is having a conversation with God Almighty on behalf of someone you love and pleading with God to change yourself as well. When I'm asked to pray in a group or for someone that I'm having coffee with, I count it a privilege. It's a privilege because they have asked me to talk to God on their behalf or when someone is hurting or sick. I can call on the name of Jesus and ask Him to help them. What better way to please the Lord or help someone you love than by praying for them and they hearing the words you are praying? I often pray out loud in my car. Don't worry, I don't close my eyes, but I have the best conversations with God in the car out loud. I am most alert in the car because distractions are at a minimum. Sometimes I get in the car, drive, and just talk to God. Prayer is talked about in Scripture many times. God can hear His children whether we are talking out loud or quietly in our hearts. I love hearing other people pray because it allows me to hear their hearts for God, for others, for those who are hurting or in need. And there is desperation for the one who is bigger than anything they face. Our Scripture today comes from Colossians 4, verse 2. Continue steadfastly in prayer, being watchful in it with thanksgiving. Continue steadfastly. There are people and things that I continue to pray for. I haven't seen where God has answered the specific prayer, but He changes me as I am praying for that person or that situation. And then I pray again and again. Maybe the situation doesn't change, but as I am praying for them or that one thing, I recognize that I am not in control. And as I bring it to the Father regularly, He is pleased with my steadfast heart. I don't know the outcome, but this scripture encourages me to continue steadfastly. It doesn't say continue until something changes or continue until you get tired. Steadfast means without wavering, being committed and loyal. Continue steadfastly in prayer. Keep asking. Keep having the conversation with God. Be watchful. When I'm praying about a certain situation, sometimes God is moving in another area of my life for me to recognize. When we are watchful, alert, and in a place to hear and see God move, our prayers may be answered in a way we least expected. Are we positioning ourselves to see it? Am I listening? God speaks to me through His Word, other people, and how His Word lines up with what people say to me when I ask for counsel. Am I confessing sin? God can't be around sin because of His holiness, so is there something between me and God that is causing a separation? Not from His love, but sin separates me from hearing from Him. And the second part of this scripture is with thanksgiving. Praise the Lord for what He is doing and will do in your life and the life of others you love. Thank Him for the many blessings He has given to you. Thank Him for the difficult steps on your journey, because those steps are allowing you to be dependent on Him for your next steps. When I pray, I often praise God for who He is and what He has done. That positions my heart and my mind to stop and know that He is good. He sees me. He is aware of every detail of my life. And then I adore Him and I praise Him, and then I confess my need for Him. And then I thank Him for His wonderful blessings to me. And then I ask Him to help me look more like Him. If you've never prayed in front of people, let me encourage you that the Lord desires to hear you. He knows your heart, whether you pray out loud or quietly. Others will be blessed by hearing your conversation with God on their behalf. Your children, parents, hear you talk to God about them. What better gift to give the people you love? Continue steadfastly in prayer, being watchful in it with thanksgiving. Praise and adore Him today, for He is worthy. Ask Him for Him to move on your behalf, and ask Him to move on the behalf of others. Confess your need for Him and thank Him for what He has done for you. Continue steadfastly in prayer, being watchful in it with thanksgiving.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.